Family Home Evening Ideas. This issue contains articles and activities that could be used for family home evening. The following are some examples. Playing the most important part. Page 18. You might start off the family home evening singing Choose the Right. Turning to the article, retell the author's story about choosing to not participate in a questionable play. You could then role-play, choose the right situations with your family. For example, what would you do if you were tempted to cheat on a test or exclude someone from an activity? Personalize the circumstances to match your family situation. If you have teens, consider watching and discussing the video, Leave the Party. From lds.org/go/leave-E717. Christ-like attributes. Kindness, page 54. Consider asking family members to come to a family home evening prepared to share a time when someone showed kindness to them and how it made them feel. Share one of the stories about kindness related in the article. You could then read together the Looking Inside and Looking Outside lists included with the article, inviting family members to select one or two ideas to work on. Encourage them to share their experiences at a future family home evening. You might want to conclude by singing, A Special Gift is Kindness, or Kindness Begins with Me. Children's Songbook, page 145. Just the Two of Us, by Tasha Tingey, Utah, USA. My husband and I realized we needed to create the habit of holding family home evening, even with just the two of us. One time, we each wrote down several service ideas and put them in a jar. Every morning afterward, we each drew out an idea to accomplish that day and report on later. Another time, we went on a short hike, spread out a blanket, and read scriptures about trusting in the Lord. Then we shared our own experiences in applying this principle. It helped us feel even closer to each other. Whether it's a lesson with many family members or just a couple, the blessings of family home evening are always abundant. End of the section, Family Home Evening Ideas, read by Van Farnworth.